How would you call a hog?
Whoop, whoop. He just do that noise, and man, they'd be coming out from all over them woods. Well, he'd butcher them things, cold weather.
Yeah.
We'd have to butcher, and he'd cut it all up in pieces, you know, and put the price on it and all, and take all down the road and come back. He wouldn't have nothing. He'd sell out everything.
Yeah.
We raise strawberries over here. My brother raised strawberries. He's right not far from here. My daddy planted some over here, and then my brother planted some. And it was nothing but a plain Klondike, what they call it at that time, berry. And he raised 8 that you couldn't put another one in the pint. That's how big they was. 8 berries. You couldn't put another one in there. We raised cotton. We were for the fun of it, just to see if cotton would grow. My daddy was that way. He raised cotton.
Tell me about the work you did.
Huh?
Tell me about the work you did when you raised cotton, you know?
Then we had to pick it.
Well, when it came up.
Then you know what we'd do? We didn't send it to the mill or nothing like that. We'd sit in front of the fireplace, each one of us, and taking seeds out of it. We didn't raise plenty of it. But Mama made a quilt. Big quilt out of it, and we raised enough to make a quilt out of it.
Yeah.
But you could raise mostly anything around here if you just put in your mind to do the right thing and handle your soil, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You raise mostly anything. Anything you want out the garden.
When that cotton came up, you had to do what? You had to, did you?
Well, you had to keep the grass away from it and then plow it and all that. Just like watermelon. We raised watermelons over here until we had to chop them up and give them to the cattle. Couldn't get rid of them. We'd have too much. Right in the back over here, I had a patch, me and my old uncle. We planted together, and my daddy was next to us. He planted the patch. And one year we decided we was going to race and see which one could make the biggest watermelon. So they went and marked them off. The one that was growing fast and all, you know.
Yeah, cut the rest of the vine off.
Cut the end of the vine off, right? And finally the watermelon got big, you know, was ready to pick. And my daddy said, well, say, y'all ready? Say, mine's ready. My old uncle went over there and he hit on that watermelon. I said, nope, not quite, Dave. He said, give me about 3 more days. He said, I'll break mine too. So my daddy said, all right, 3 more days. Wait, went over there and said, well, I'll break it. And put the damn thing in the wheel barrel and roll it over there to the store. His weighed 47 pounds and ours weighed 45. He beat us 2 pounds. Now, boy, that's a big watermelon, you hear me? 45 pound watermelon, that's a big son of a gun. You better believe that. I can remember when my uncle came and First World War, he came over here and told us goodbye. He had to leave. My uncle told him, he said, well, go over there in the garden. We're going to go in the garden. He said, I want you to pick out the biggest ripe watermelon you can find in there, and then we're going to go sit down home and eat it. And we came and walked in there, and he said, well, we'll take this one right there. And my uncle took it, and my uncle was a pretty powerful man in his arms and all that. He was big for his age. And he took that watermelon home, and we sat down and ate watermelon before he went in service. I used to plow the land. I had a little bitty light plow and a small horse. And I'd fix the ground, put the fertilizer in it and all. He said, now that's all I want. You don't have to worry about it no more. I'm going to do the rest. I take care of him. Let me do the rest. The old man had a big old box over there he made out of